It was a dark, cold, and windy night when a man stood alone beside a river in troubled thought. He needed some time to think, to listen to God, to try to decide, what do I do next? It seemed like too much had changed too fast. It all had gotten out of control. He knew that he was in a place now where God wanted him to lead the way, but he wasn't sure he was ready to lead. He understood how essential it was that his people would be able to move forward with confidence and hope. They needed a bold, strong leader who was going to show the way. But what could he do? And how could he know whether he had what it took to be the one to lead? And would anybody follow if he tried? And what if he failed? And what if he encountered something and he didn't know what to do? What would happen next if everything fell apart? He knew that he wanted to make a difference. He knew he wanted to be the person that God had called him to be. But how could he know for sure that he had what it took? Those questions sound kind of familiar to you. Have you ever found yourself in the same place that Joshua found himself in so long ago, when you recognized there were things God wanted you to do? There were times when God needed somebody to step forward, and you wanted to be that person, but you weren't sure you had what it took to be that person. Most of us have been in his shoes one time or another. We faced difficult choices. We've made hard decisions. Sometimes what we really wanted to do was just camp out on the far side of the river and let somebody else show the way. We know what it means to face uncertainty, to experience the fear of failure. But this is also something we need to know and remember and never forget, and it is this: God's will is never on the far side of the river. It is always where he leads you forward to go. The Lord had to remind Joshua they had not come through the wilderness to stay where they were. He was standing on one side, and on the other side was the promised land. This is what God had been leading them to all along. This is where God wanted them to be. He and his people had spent a generation following the Lord in order to arrive there, and now God was calling Joshua to lead them to move forward boldly, to fulfill God's plan. It was a big job. And Joshua was afraid it was too big. As he stood there on the side of the river, he thought about how they'd gotten to the banks of the River Jordan, how God had called Moses to deliver his people from Egyptian bondage, how God had parted the Red Sea in order to deliver them from destruction, how he had led them across the wilderness, a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. When they were hungry, God provided manna. When they were their thirst was unbearable, God provided water that gushed from a rock. All along the way, whenever they needed the Lord to show himself strong, he had always been there. Every step of the way. And now God was calling Joshua to complete the task of claiming the promised land. The mantle of leadership had fallen on him. His people were desperate for him to step forward. And as he stood there in the darkness, God began to speak to him. We read that passage together just a few moments ago. As God revealed his plans to Joshua, as he compelled him to make hard decisions, as he offered him divine promises, as he demanded obedience in all things. But now it was time for action. The time for standing still was over. And now God wanted Joshua to lead his people forward. But he also wanted him to have a confident assurance, and the Lord would be with him. Wherever he went, And whatever he did, God would be there. He would never have to face these challenges alone. And the Lord speaks to our lives in the same way. In those times when you face big obstacles and huge challenges, when you wonder, am I up to the task? When you find yourself facing situations and you never expected them to come your way, God is faithful. And you can move forward with bold assurance when you know the lessons that Joshua learned that night as God spoke to him beside the Jordan River. And this is what God said. He said, Joshua, keep your focus on the future. The Lord began the conversation with a blunt statement. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. What a way to begin a conversation. Who starts to talk with someone in that kind of way? But that's exactly what Joshua needed to hear. As he stood there hesitantly, as he stood there uncertainly, as he stood there wondering if he was going to be overwhelmed, he needed to know that God was placing a strong call on his life. And so God said, Joshua, you need to understand something. Moses is dead. Moses has completed his task. Moses is not coming back again. You can't depend on Moses anymore. Now, Joshua, it is all up to you. Keep your focus on the future. Now, why did God say that to Joshua in such a plain, blunt way? Well, it's because Joshua was human, and all of us are human, and we all have a temptation, a tendency to be tempted to live in the used-to-be's, in the plain old comfortable places where once we were. Sometimes, rather than face the challenges of the future, we like to stop and think about the things that happened in the past. Oh, if things could only be the way they used to be. Things used to be so simple. Things used to be so easy. It used to go just the way I wanted them to. Why can't I just go back and be there again? Or we find ourselves paralyzed by bad experiences that make us afraid to try anything new. Oh no, I remember what happened the last time. I stuck my neck out and I got my head chopped off. I don't plan on going there again. I'm afraid to try it, so I'm not going to do anything different. Or we just don't want to step out in the face of uncertainty. God, if you will promise me, if you will guarantee me that everything's going to be just the way I want it to be, then I'll step out. But until I'm sure, I'm not moving. I'll stay right here. And that's when God began to speak. You see, God would not allow Joshua to be a captive of the past. He was not going to let him be a prisoner of what once was. Instead, he called him to move forward, to claim the future. In fact, the Lord extended a future-focused challenge in his life. He said, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. And what was God saying? Joshua would only be limited by how far he was willing to trust the Lord. Wherever you plant your foot, I'm going to bless you. Wherever you step out, I will be there. Whenever you're willing to follow, I will lead you. But you need to understand, Joshua, you've got to move out and claim the future in order to experience the blessing. You have to show your faith through active obedience. God was saying to Joshua something that he is always saying to you and me, and it is this: your future will always be determined by your footsteps. It is where you are willing to follow that you will experience the blessings of God. And part of the problem was saying, Lord, I think I'll just be still. I think I'll just stand here. I think I just won't do anything. As God says, as long as your feet are planted, I can't bless you. You got to trust me. And you've got to move ahead. God calls us to claim the future. And every step of faith is a step God blesses. And every time you hold back, you miss that blessing. And like Joshua, we have to be willing to do what the Lord tells us to do. In our lives, in our home, in our church, that's what we're supposed to do. Step out and follow where God is leading. But we have to be willing to do it willingly, eagerly, because the challenge is too big to face reluctantly. God never promises the way is going to be easy. What God says is this: Joshua, there are always going to be battles to fight. There are always going to be enemies to face. There will always be adversaries at work in your life, but none of those are reasons to be still. What you're called to do is move forward and trust God. Answer the call. I don't know what the Lord has planned for you and me. I love what someone said. Someone said this about all of us. He said, mankind, with all of his technological achievements, mankind, with all of his intellectual acumen, mankind, with all of the things that, all of the ways we have progressed in human history, mankind does not know what's going to happen 2 seconds from now. It's true, isn't it? And sometimes in our individual lives, and sometimes in our nation, and sometimes in our society, and sometimes in our plans, everything changes, and it changes just like that. And you never saw it coming. But here it is, and something has to happen. And God says, in those times, trust me. I don't know what God has planned for you, and I don't know what God has planned for me, but I know this: it always leads forward. Whatever God is doing in your life, He always calls you forward. There's never a time when He says to you, it's okay to step back again. It's okay for you to retreat. Instead, you are always called to come forward. And not only that, it always calls for an active response. As Joshua was dealing with the Lord there on the banks of the Jordan River, there was nothing that said, let's just talk about it for a while. The Lord never said, Joshua, I've just given you some things to consider. Here's a few options. Why don't you think about this or that? Instead, what He said is, this is what I want you to do. I've opened the door. Now you walk through it. Act. It is time to go. The Lord said, keep your focus on the future. But then strangely, the second thing the Lord said is this. He challenged Joshua to claim the future by being grounded in what God had already done. God can use your past to prepare you to claim your future. I thought about you students a while ago when I was working on this. What I thought about was, you know, some of you guys, a year ago, you showed up at Sanford and you were a freshman. You didn't know where to go. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know where to turn. You didn't even know who to ask. And here you are at the end of the year, and now this is your school. I imagine some of you were like a lot of folks. You said, you know what, I'm not sure this is where I belong. Maybe I need to be somewhere else. But now, here you are a year later, and things are going well. And some of you are sophomores, and now you're beginning to feel like, this is my school. I run this place. I'll never forget one time I was walking across campus a few years ago. I'd been to a meeting over there, and classes were changing, and all I was a guy in a suit. I was invisible, and people were just flowing around me, students headed to the next class. And there was something inside of me, y'all, that wanted to stand up on the steps in the library and go, I used to run this place. And y'all would have said, somebody get that crazy man out of here. Some of you are about to graduate. Everything's changing. A whole new world is in front of you. But the things that you have learned and the things you have experienced as students at Samford, they're going to be with you for a lifetime. Some of the relationships you have right now that you take for granted, 30 years from now, you're going to be talking to each other on the phone. It's a special time. But the thing is, you can't do what I was talking about. You can't say, I used to anything. You use your past to claim your future. Now, at first glance, that may sound like a contradiction of what I was saying just a moment ago, but it's not. While the Lord didn't want Joshua to just stand still, He did want him to allow past experience to give him wisdom to move forward into his future. Joshua would know that he could trust the Lord in the battles to come by remembering the things God had already done in his life. The Lord said something to Joshua that he desperately needed to hear. He said, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." Now that meant more to Joshua than you can possibly imagine, because sometimes folks don't realize just how close to Moses Joshua was. But for most of his life, he had been Moses' right-hand man. And when Moses was experiencing the things that God was doing in his life, Joshua was there as an eyewitness. He was there on the mountain when Moses received the Ten Commandments. He was present in the tabernacle when God and Moses met face to face as a friend meets with a friend. For 40 years, he'd had a front row seat to watch Moses lead God's people to the very edge of the promised land. And now God was saying to him, "Joshua, it's your turn, but you need to know this. I was with Moses. I will be with you." As Joshua faced the future, he could draw upon his experiences of watching what God had done through Moses. He knew it wouldn't be easy to lead the people. He would face some of the same obstacles that Moses faced in leading his people to victory. But Joshua could remember. Every promise God made to Moses had been fulfilled. Every time Moses needed guidance, protection, provision, Jehovah had been there. He had never failed Moses. He would never fail Joshua. And he will never fail you. I'm reading a book right now called Deeper by Dane Ortlund. And he describes Christian growth in what I thought was a very uniquely challenging way. This is what he says. He says Christian growth is relaxed strenuousness. Relaxed strenuousness. And what he meant by that was we strain forward in our Christian growth, but we can rest in the sure knowledge that God is faithful. And we never have to worry whether He's going to be there. You can claim the future confidently when you remember God has always been faithful in the past. And His promise to you is the same promise He made to Joshua. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Claim the future. Draw wisdom from the past. And then He said this. And the Lord commanded Joshua to step out in bold faith. Three times the Lord encouraged Joshua with a single phrase, "Be strong and courageous." There was only one way that was going to happen. He would have to make the decision to take action, cross the river, and trust the Lord. Be strong and courageous. Joshua had to actively obey the Lord. Otherwise, there would be no need for strength, no place for courage. He had to choose to enter the battle for God to show Himself strong. That's always true. Claiming God's promise means stepping out and going the distance. Divine blessing always requires conviction and commitment and perseverance. It means being committed. I will be with you, Lord. I will be with you for the long run. Joshua knew the Lord was confronting him with a call that was going to require him to put everything on the line. You know, several hundred years ago, there was a particular kind of Baptist missionary that went out to serve the Lord overseas. You know what they were called? They were called coffin missionaries. They were called coffin missionaries because when they left home to go to the places where God was calling them, they would take all of their worldly goods and pack them in a coffin to be shipped overseas for them to use. And then at the end of their lives, that coffin would be used to bury them because they had no intention of ever returning home. It was a commitment to perseverance. Now, I'm glad that our missionaries today will have that opportunity to come home again, that they have that opportunity. But to retire from a task is not stepping away from a calling. I think the Hutchins are a good example for us of what it means to do that. I don't know many people who have retired twice, but you all did. They retired from their service at the International Mission Board, and then Rich came to work here at First Baptist Church, and he retired from First Baptist as our associate pastor. But you know what they haven't done? They haven't retired from actively serving the Lord. That's why you were up here praying for our students a while ago. That's still a calling on your life. And that's the way it's supposed to be for all of us. There's never that time when we say, God is finished with me. At some point, every serious believer is going to find themselves in Joshua's shoes. Am I going to answer this call, even though it's going to take me somewhere I've never been before, even though I'm going to be doing something that I'm not sure I can accomplish? God always reveals His plans to those who are ready to run to the battle. And this call may be a call to action in your vocational life. It may be a call in your personal life. It may be a call in your spiritual life. It may be a call to salvation. It may be a call to ministry or missionary service. It may be a call to lead in a way you've never led before. It may be a call to do something you've never even thought about doing. But you know God wants you to do it. It may be something you've seen coming for a while, and it may come right out of the blue. The important thing is, when the call comes, you're ready to cross the river, because that's where God's calling you to be. If you're going to find and fulfill God's plan, you have to be ready to hear the call, to step forward boldly, to live with unapologetic hope. Listen to the challenge that God laid out before Joshua. He said, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. This passage is full of those two things the Lord requires from us, trust and action. And what God demanded from Joshua are the same thing He expects from you and me. He calls us to know the way by hearing God's call and recognizing God's instructions on your life. He calls us to go the way by stepping out in action and obeying Him. And He calls us to show the way through bold leadership. And that's what God called Joshua to do. And that's what God calls you to do. And that's what God calls me to do. And when we answer that call, the Lord made a promise to Joshua. And he makes the same promise today to those who step out in bold faith. He said, Joshua, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And never forget what the Lord says. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord has called us to live our lives with unapologetic hope. And unapologetic hope very simply means, if God is calling me and God is leading me to the edge of the river, it's because God intends for me to cross over and claim what he has promised. So I guess my question this morning is exactly that. Are you willing to do that? If you're here and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, are you willing to step out boldly with unapologetic hope, believing that the promise he made, that anyone who comes with him will never be turned aside, and you can have everlasting life? Or maybe it means that God is calling you to bring your membership and be part of this church because you want to invest in what God is doing in this fellowship. Or maybe God is calling you to serve him in a special way. It may be that somebody's here today, God is calling you into a ministry, into missionary service, into serving him in a lifetime in that special kind of vocational calling. Or maybe you're here and God's dealing with you about something very specific in your life, and you need to come during the invitation and just say, pray with me. This is what God is doing. This is how God is speaking to me. Is there something you need to do? We're going to stand. We're going to sing our hymn of invitation. As God is dealing with your heart, you come. Let's stand together. Let's sing.